This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. We have a special guest here with us today. We're still in London, and our guest today is Steve Crabb. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Kathleen.
How are you today?
Feeling great, thank you.
The sun is peeking out for a moment here in London.
Yeah, so I've been told. I'm not allowed out of the seminar to see much of it.
That's right. You're working hard here.
We are, yeah.
Yeah. So you're actually one of the co-leaders of the assistant team here at Paul McKenna?
That's right, yeah. Paul asked me to start co-leading the team early part of this year. And it's been great fun. Yeah, we're looking to improve the skill sets of the team, and it's coming on great.
Great. And how long have you been around in NLP?
It's about 5 years now. 5 years. I did my first practitioner back in 2001. And I think I've now assisted on 12. Coming up to 12.
You find you still learn every time you come back? You learn something new?
Every time we see any training courses, there's something new to learn, yeah.
How did you first hear about NLP?
I was traveling, going back about 15 years ago, and I read one of Tony Robbins' books. And I first heard about it, obviously not in the NLP form, and got interested in it. I read quite a lot, but I wasn't able to make changes to my life. It wasn't until I came on the practitioner course that I made the real changes I wanted to make.
Great. And now you are a trainer yourself of NLP?
Yep, that's right, yeah. Okay.
Now you have a company you're doing some other trainings with?
Well, I run a company called Empowering Solutions, and we've got a training college which we run at Kingston University, and we teach people hypnosis. And we also just put in place some practitioner skill set courses. We run weekend seminars training people in NLP schools.
How does that work? Is that for people that have already taken a practitioner course, for example?
Yeah, anybody that's already done a practitioner course or a master practitioner course, and they just want to enhance their skills, maybe revisit some of the trainings they've done, or maybe learn some new skills. And there's some people that just can't get to workshops or practice groups. Maybe they don't run their own training company or their own consultancy. So they meet like-minded people. And
that's wonderful. That's a great idea. And there are people that sometimes have trouble putting together study groups or practice groups because they don't know other people in the area that are also, you know, done with their practitioner course. So you've sort of created a place where they can all come learn some more things.
Yeah, well, that's how I improved my skills. I didn't know where to go, so I set up a practice group.
Mm-hmm.
And people that were on my master practitioner, I invited them to come to my house. And we just played with hypnosis and NLP, and it sort of developed from there.
Fabulous. And do you have a website people can go to find out about these seminars?
We do indeed. It's www.empowering, which is spelled within the E, solutions.co.uk.
So E-M-P-O-W-E-R-I-N-G.
Solutions.
Solutions, all one word.
All one word.
And that was dot?
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
Lots of information there, and a picture of me and Paul in the front.
Oh, well, that's well worth the trip to the
Absolutely,
site.
Yeah.
Now, you say this is in Kingston University?
Kingston University.
Where is that in relationship to London?
Well, I'm based in Wimbledon. Most people have heard of Wimbledon because
of
the tennis. And I've got a clinic there where I see private clients.
Uh-huh.
And Kingston's just a little bit further south. It's easy to get to by train, rail, road. And got a lovely location. It's on the university campus and great training rooms, and it's a perfect environment for learning hypnosis, very quiet.
Sounds
and,
great.
Yeah, it's the second of our training courses that we've run from there. And the courses have just been validated by a couple of the UK registered organisations that monitor hypnosis and NLP. Well, not NLP actually, but just hypnosis. And it's a small group, up to 30 people. And we will teach them some of the fundamental skills in hypnosis.
Great. Now, what are some of your future plans if you were to take this even further? What are some of your future plans for Empowering Solutions?
Well, I did some TV work earlier on this year with a gentleman that some of the people in the UK might be aware of, Paul O'Grady. And that was great fun, doing some phobia workshops. It's something that's in mind because of that. I did some phobia cures on TV, which is exciting, challenging. And I like the idea of the phobia workshops. Paul McKenna used to run phobia workshops, and I haven't seen anyone else doing that. And that's something I find really quite exciting, this the challenge.
Yeah.
People coming in with their problems and having to roll your sleeves up and just get in there and get on with it.
Now, you've trained a lot with Richard over the years since you've been involved in NLP. Is there a particular phrase that maybe was in one of Richard Bandler's books or maybe something he said on the stage that sort of comes to mind over and over again?
There's so many to choose from. Disappointment requires adequate planning.
Yes.
So many people know how to do things wrong. They plan ahead. And one of my prime motives when I'm working with someone is to work out what their strategy is. So if it's a great strategy, enhance it. If it's a disappointing strategy, muck it up for them, if that's what they're inviting me to do. Yeah,
that's a good one. Now, working with people, I know there's sometimes challenges involved, but what's the biggest reward for you when you actually work with a client? What do you enjoy most about that?
One of the most enjoyable things is when you know a client's changed and they don't know it yet. I've been talking to other therapists about this, other consultants, and some people get disappointed at that. They say that they don't even know they've changed yet. But for me, that means it's become a natural change.
Right.
You know, I quite often point out to clients, you know, someone else will point out you've changed quite often before you'll notice it yourself. And
yes.
I enjoy that. I like that.
And then, you know, sometimes there's that moment where they'll do something that will totally surprise them and they go, wow, I handled that completely different than I normally would have.
Yeah, there's that realization.
Yeah.
Something has changed. Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Do you have any challenges in NLP? Something that you're challenged with?
I've done a lot of work recently with children with Tourette's, mm-hmm. and I've had some great results there. So I'm getting quite interested in working with younger people, and I work with Sarah, who's also part of the training team. She's a teacher, and so we've been working with children with ADHD and Tourette's, and those sort of areas that I've not explored, not got a great deal of experience with. So I'm looking to develop my skills and see what good work we can do there.
That should be very rewarding as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Do you have any humorous or funny stories you want to share with us in your NLP experience?
There's so many. there was one particular, I worked with a lady, again it was on the Paul O'Grady show. She came to see me, they phoned me up, they said this lady has failed her driving test 38 times. And she'd been trying to drive for 20 years. So the first thing I did was to check whether she was a competent driver, because I didn't want to pass the test and not be a safe driver. And so they brought her into the clinic and did about half an hour work with her, and she was so confident at the end. She used to sabotage herself. And they asked me to go to the driving school where she was going to take her lesson and a test. And it was 10 minutes before she was due to take the test and she hadn't turned up. And the whole film crew were there to film the experience.
Oh no.
And they were nervous. I was the only one that was calm. And then Shirley, the woman who had done the work with, drove up and totally calm, totally relaxed. Her husband was a bundle of nerves, but she was just in the perfect place, and she was just spending so much time getting her makeup ready for the cameras, getting the car polished. And she drove off. I spoke to her, did some work with her before to get her in a good state, and she drove off. She said, I'm perfectly fine. It's everyone else that seems to be worried, not me. And she came back, returned, and we were still mic'd up. And her husband was standing outside. He said, I think she's failed, because normally they let her out. You know, if you've passed the test, they let you know straight away. And he said, no, I think she's failed. And he was so convinced that she'd failed. But what had happened, she'd passed the test and cried, so she had to spend 5 minutes just doing her makeup before she came out of the film.
Before the cameras could see.
It was only Shirley and I that were confident. Everyone else was nervous. So
that's
yeah,
a great
that
story.
Yeah.
So when you think about NLP, and you know, maybe people find it for the first time like you did many years ago, what advice would you give them if they were going to start training in NLP or looking for a place to train?
To learn. I think one of the most important things is to be curious. Yeah. To have this desire to sort of find out what you can do and find the edges of what you can do, and then peek beyond that edge and think, well, what do I need to do to get out there? And just to keep moving on. To me, it's been a journey. And every time I reach a new barrier or a new edge, I look out now rather than thinking, well, this is as far as I can go. And I know it's a continuous journey. So that's one of the things I'd say to people. It's a journey. Enjoy the journey, and you'll be surprised where you'll end up.
Thank you. That's great advice. Was there anything else you'd like to add to that?
Well,
anything else we need to know about Steve Crabb?
Well, we've got our next training courses coming up in April, and we will have our practitioner training. So if you're interested, then come along to see any of our training with myself and Sarah Tonin. then we'll be pleased to see you.
Her name is Serotonin.
Serotonin. I was going to change my name to Ed Dorfin, but
Ed Dorfin. There you go. That would be great. Well, we wish you lots of luck, Steve, with your empowering solutions for everyone out there. Once again, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. And stay tuned for another interview of NLP trainers from around the world. Thank you, Steve.